There's a new man in charge of Seattle Public Schools, at least for now. Larry Nyland will serve as interim superintendent for the 2014-2015 school year. He was appointed by the school board in a unanimous decision earlier this summer. Nyland is a longtime area educator and a Roosevelt High School alum. On Friday, he talked with KUOW's Marcy Silman, and they started by discussing Nyland's title and how his role is changed by being the interim superintendent.
Is it like being a lame duck president, or are there other kinds of challenges that you face?
Well, I think it has its challenges and its opportunities. I've said that my role is to keep the focus and keep the momentum going. So fortunately, Seattle does have a very strong strategic plan, and glad to keep the focus on that and keep working on those things that the board has said are important.
2006, you were at Marysville. You were named Superintendent of the Year for the state of Washington. You were a finalist for the national title. What is it take to be a good superintendent? It seems in Seattle we haven't yet figured that out.
Well, my personal theory for many years now, my 24th year as superintendent, is it takes one full-time job to keep the doors open and build those systems that you were talking about. It takes another full-time job to work with the teachers, the principals, make sure good learning is going on. It takes another full-time job to work with the community to have them have their say and be satisfied with the school.
So you're telling me you clone yourself. Is that what you're saying?
It takes a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of good staff.
Well, what do you get out of it? What's the satisfaction? Because this just seems like a thankless job. Just from the outside, I haven't done it.
Well, my passion is making a difference for the kids. And it's my delight to be back in Seattle. I was born and raised here, and it's just a delight for me to be back in Seattle and be of service.
What changes when you scale up in district size? Mm.
Well, I suppose a lot of things end up in any district on the superintendent's desk. And usually the tougher challenges, whether those be controversial issues in the community or whether those be personnel kinds of issues. So Seattle's five times bigger than Marysville, and so I seem to have five times as many of those.
So it's not that the issues change, it's just the scale and number of issues.
Right.
I'm talking with interim Seattle Public School Superintendent Larry Nyland. We have a board. The board is outspoken. The board is not unanimous in its outspokenness. Ideally, what is that relationship between a board of school directors and the superintendent? Who's in charge of whom, and where do you achieve consensus or something like that?
Well, actually, like a lot of education today, we're learning a lot more from research, and research tells us that school boards, school districts, school superintendents are effective when they come to agreement on long-term goals and stick with those and have at least a few of those goals around student achievement. So, again, kudos to Seattle for putting together a strategic plan and working it.
You mentioned student achievement. The big buzzword right now is the Common Core. That's not just in Seattle, that's nationwide. I understand that Seattle is really still in the process of getting everybody up to speed in the classroom on the core, and that some of the other districts around the state are have everything in place.
I think that Seattle's certainly done well at doing that. It is a challenge everywhere. It says we're changing everything. We're changing the standards. We're changing the assessment. We're changing the way that we teach. I've been very impressed in my classroom visits with the quality of teaching in Seattle. And then I think that one of our other areas of growth is finding time for teachers to actually meet and talk about those interim assessment results and figure out what do we do to intervene.
At this point in time, there are charter schools, there are independent schools, there are home schools. You know, people have a lot of options, but public education in this country sprang from a desire really to give everybody sort of a level playing field. Does public education serve that at this point still?
Well, I think it certainly does in Seattle's. I mean, I think you can compare our test scores with test scores across the nation and say that our test scores for an urban school system are much stronger than most of those other urban places. And we're seeing this resurgence of people moving back into the city, having young children, bringing them to our schools, which creates a different opportunity. Having enough seats for all of those students.
Exactly.
But I think that hope is certainly alive and well in Seattle.
When there is a district, as we mentioned, that hasn't had a lot of continuity in leadership, that seemingly has, there are national debates about public education resulting in things like the Common Core and testing. How do you decide if a teacher is doing a good job now linked to student testing as well? When there are a lot of issues floating around, but you've got 54,000 kids to educate, what tilts your scale? Where does Larry Nyland say, okay, this is the most important thing?
Well, I suppose it maybe helps to have a kind of a split personality. Keep the focus on the main thing. Every child, every classroom, every day. And as I said, that's going well in Seattle. There's things we need to work on, and we will. And then there's issues that need to be addressed, such as special ed, such as Title IX, and we need to address those. And then I guess the third issue that I'm wanting to figure out is that Seattle has just a wonderful story to tell about the good news of good things happening in Seattle that sometimes gets overshadowed by whatever the crisis of the day is.
Well, there are a lot of crises, but what's the thing that's most excited you in? I mean, school's been in session for less than a month at this point, but you're visiting places. What has really gotten you pumped and telling the story to people?
Well, it's always a good day when I can go spend the day with students. So
that would be your preference?
So I was at Mercer Middle School yesterday, saw dynamic teachers that have a clear purpose on the wall. They have a lesson plan. The students are engaged. The students are doing the work. They're doing the learning. Teachers are working together as a team. And I've seen that in many schools across Seattle. So the main thing is the main thing, and we're doing it quite well.
Larry Nyland is with me. He's the interim Seattle Public School Superintendent. Would you consider not being interim? Would you consider being permanent if they asked you?
Well, as you noted, continuity is greatly needed in Seattle. And so I guess I've said that we'll make it through part of this year and see how well that fit is for me and for the board and for the community. But I've been delighted to be there and would certainly consider that, yes.
That's Interim Superintendent Larry Nyland speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.